Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, all you children of sex, and we are all children of sex, with a capital X. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Can I hear an amen?
Hey, women!
I want to welcome you to the womb room of Dr. Susie's Speakeasy in Bonoboville, L.A. Yes, indeed, brothers and sisters, we are broadcasting live from Bonoboville on bonoboville.com as well as drsusanblock.com. And if you're listening to us live or watching, which I would do if I were you, last week was Labia Day. Yes, indeed. Other people celebrate Labor Day, and we know what it's really about. Who goes into labor? Those of us with labia. So, Labia Day was what it was, and now, if you are tuned in live to our broadcast, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, well, it is 9:11 Eve. Yeah. Kind of scary. You know, it's the night before the 15th anniversary of the most flamboyant attack of terror. Yes, it was a terrorist attack. And it started a perma war. And wow, 15 years ago, I, like everyone else, like you, if you were breathing, was very disturbed and moved by these attacks. And I did a sermon on the towers that went something like this. The shock, the sorrow, and the gargantuan damage of the attacks of 9/11/2001 have touched us all. Fear is in the air like the ubiquitous ash of the collapsed towers. We feel the fragility of human life. We are reminded that security is vital, but even the highest security isn't foolproof. Technology is not the culprit. In a few explosive hours, we learned that astoundingly effective weapons of mass destruction can be fashioned from the most low-tech tools, a shaving kit, a piece of string?
Not yet.
Yeah. A small knife?
No.
A box cutter. Yes, indeed. This is not technology, not the culprit. Human nature is the culprit here. Yes, indeed, this is the part of our nature, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, that loves destruction, the rocket's red glare, the blaze of glory, the part of our nature that has faith in a vengeful, anti-pleasure, anti-female God who uses his followers to smite the sinners. The part of our nature that is jealous to the point of insanity, brothers and sisters. The part of our nature that believes in a fairy tale paradise. After the apocalypse, where all the erotic delights that were denied us on earth are granted in perpetuity. This is a deeply selfish part of our nature that longs for instant immortality, the fiery fame for a starring role in a TV movie watched over and over again. You've seen that movie. This is the part of our nature that believes that might is right, and that when we are wronged, terribly wronged, then the worst revenge is justified. This is the terrorist within us, all of us. And we must fight the terrorist within us as well as those without. If we as a nation are to continue our self-assigned role as global beacon of hope, well, we must not give in to the terrorist part of our nature. We must do what we can to heal ourselves and our neighbors from the trauma that reverberates like aftershocks from a quake. We must mobilize our forces and those of our allies to catch the criminals who perpetrated this attack. And after proving their guilt, we must punish them. And this does not include carpet bombing innocent people who happen to live in a country whose government may harbor some of these criminals. If we do that, as we as a nation have done all too often in the recent past, well, we'll be no better than the criminals. We will be stepping up their holy war. Above all, we must not let these humiliating, castrating attacks destroy our freedom. That's a big part of what the terrorists aim to take down. Our precious, famous freedoms. Represented not so much by our democracy, because democracy can create fascism if you vote for it, but by our Bill of Rights and by our Constitution that protects the minority and the individuals from the majority, just in case the majority goes nuts. Yes. And, you know, this is what I wrote back in 2001, 9/15/2001. I wrote that the Twin Towers are a symbol, just like the president. Hey, the president is just another fragile human being, you know, but he is a symbol like the Twin Towers. Both are symbols, something to look up to. And that's why we're crushed when the World Trade Center's collapse. You know, it's a castration. Our biggest dicks cut down. Dick one and dick two. It hurts. But that's why we look to our president in times like this for leadership, even if we didn't actually elect him. So just imagine, I wrote just a couple days after the attacks, if our president, instead of calling for war, called for peace. Just imagine if he exhorted us to follow the bonobo way instead of acting like baboons. Just imagine if he reminded us that the best revenge against the assholes is living well. Just imagine if he told us that we mustn't be afraid, that we mustn't let sheer terror guide us, guide our hearts or our missiles. Some of us would feel frustrated, no doubt. But America would prove itself to be a great beacon of hope that ever God and Goddess bless America. Land of the free, home of the brave, mixed bag of diverse cultures. May we also be a nation of tolerance and forbearance, a beacon of hope to the world. So, obviously the president, George W. Chicken Hawk Shrub, did not take my advice, as we all know. He invaded Afghanistan, killed a lot of innocent people, didn't find Osama, you know, just kept going around killing people, and then got tired of that and invaded Iraq. And killed a lot more people. And as we all know, there wasn't really any kind of connection between Iraq and 9/11. But 9/11 was used like a weapon to make it happen. And here we are. If you're listening to us live, it's 2016, 15 years later. And we honor those who died in 9/11. They are all heroes. And we honor those who saved lives, those firefighters, the police, and lots of wonderful, amazing people who helped others down those endless stairs to their safety, even though they died. It was an incredible day of heroism. Those people in that plane, who knows what happened to them? We don't know a lot of things that happened on that day. It's kind of like crazier than the Kennedy assassination. It's amazing what a major day this was and how little we know about what happened, why that happened, why, in a way, we let that happen. These are mysteries that we may never know. But one thing we do know is that we let terror send us to war. And now we're still in the war. Yes, indeed, we are. It's kind of what I call a perma-war, perpetual war. You know, Obama's kind of kept it on the down low, but it's still there. He's got a drone fetish. And, yeah, he doesn't do it with quite the same flamboyance that the shrub used to do. But he's still doing it. It's like America's in the war business. Is that the legacy we get from this terrible attack, that so many died and so many heroes and heroines were created? I hope not. I mean, it is, but I would like it to be, well, I guess I'm partial to calling the bonobo way the path of peace, the path of showing the terrorists within and without that, you know, the way is peace. The way is not to respond violence against violence and more violence. That America isn't in the war business. We're in the love business. We're in the business of spreading love. And maybe our love business would outshine our war business, which is currently America's big business. And that might be the answer to one of those questions that people are always asking. Why do they hate us? I don't know if they really hate us. Maybe jealousy. And maybe fear of the great American war machine. So, you know, fear can cause people to commit the worst acts, horrible terrorist attacks like 9/11, and who knows what else. So I am voting for the path of peace. And yes, it is an election year. And yes, peace doesn't kill you, but it can hurt. Definitely can hurt. And that's why I'm throwing my support for the presidency of the United States of America in 2016 behind a very peaceful but kind of painful mistress. You know, Trump is nuts and Hillary's got baggage. And so, Mistress Tara Indiana for president.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And I'm happy to introduce her to Bonoboville once again. She's been here many times. Come on up here, Mistress Tara. Absolutely. And, you know, it's good to have you here on such an important holiday. And let's talk. Yes, but you have to talk into your phallic microphone.
Yes.
You're kind of all dressed butch today,
aren't
you?
I am kind of butch today.
Yeah, really?
Actually, I think I've been caught wearing my opponent's button.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, that's very bonobo to wear your opponent's button. To spread the love, you know, and...
Yeah, I just had a debate with...
Who is that, Trump?
No.
Oh.
This is Jeffrey Valiance, now more than ever.
That's his campaign motto. He's a performance artist who's also running for president, and
right.
I debated with him last week.
Yeah.
And we're going to have a rematch.
Yes.
On the 24th.
We're so excited. We're going to have a real live U.S. presidential debate
right here
on the Dr. Susan Block Show. It's going to be about all kinds of sex and erotic politics, and it's going to be fun. And it's going to be Mistress Tara versus Jeffrey Valiance, who is a performance artist.
Yes.
And, you know...
We're going to invite Hillary and
Trump, okay.
Of course.
Yeah. I should invite them.
Maybe I'll do the official invitation right here now. We would love to have you.
Yes, of
course.
Join
us in Bonoboville.
I have
for the debate.
Hillary's email address, of course, doesn't
Ooh.
Everyone? Yeah, right. So, and Trump, of course, you approach him through Twitter because he's on there all the time.
All the time.
You know, I really do think that America needs a dominatrix in the White House, right?
Yes.
I mean, first of all, you've shown us before how you can beat Trump, Mm-hmm. And you've shown us that this is the bonobo way. That, you know, having a strong female, and Hillary's got part of that going.
She does.
She's got, you know, the labia.
She does have the labia. She does have a vagina.
Yeah, yeah, that's good. Correct. I think that's a plus.
It's always a plus.
She's got breasts, too. That's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, to feed the hungry and the poor.
I remember that cover like it was yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the cover of Spy magazine. I love Hillary there. She's dressed mm-hmm. as a dominatrix. And it's right around the time that Spy was saying that Trump was a short-fingered vulgarian.
That's right.
So it was all kind of happening. It just shows you that these two have been with us like a little too long.
Yeah.
But okay. I guess, you know, that's who we've got in the main roles. But it's the election is still a little young. Mm-hmm. And you know, I mean, I guess if California looks like it's going to Trump, I might have to hold my nose and vote for the other dominatrix. But mm-hmm. for now, my support is going to Mistress Tara, Indiana. I mean, I do have to have an open mind to Jeffrey, though, I guess.
Yeah, I suppose so. Although he admitted complete defeat.
Oh, he did?
He did.
Wow.
I have it in writing.
He's a subby.
He wrote
I don't know.
In writing? It's in writing? But, he said, I'm
he
defeated?
He congratulated me on my victory during the debate.
Really?
Well, he did.
That's very bonobo of him.
Yes.
You know, I want to give a shout out to Natalie Angier, who I interviewed in right before 9/11, actually, about bonobos and her book, Woman, An Intimate Geography. And she's got a great article right now in the New York Times about the female power of bonobos and how fabulous it is, and how it keeps the males in line, keeps the males mm-hmm. from raping the females, and keeps everybody from killing each other. Although, sometimes it hurts.
Yes, it does.
She tells a story of a bonobo male that got out of line, mm-hmm. that was trying to rape a fertile female, and the other females just ganged up on him mm-hmm. and bit a little piece of his finger off.
Wow.
You know, and I feel bad for the little bonobo boy, but at least they didn't kill him,
yes.
which is what common chimps would do, and which is what, of course, humans might do. Humans do it all too often. So bonobos at least show us that there is a way to make peace through pleasure, to calm down the violence without killing. They probably gave him a blowjob after biting off his finger.
That seems fair enough.
Yeah, you know. It's a spanking. It's a form of discipline that I think a dominatrix can teach us.
Yes.
Yeah. And, you know, if 50 Shades was a hit, why can't you be?
I think I'm much more awesome than 50 Shades.
Oh, much, much, much. But, you know, the success of 50 Shades shows us how kind of important, how passionate people are about mm-hmm. BDSM.
Yes.
How they want that. How there's so many. How so many people with labia are interested. Right. And, of course, people with, you know.
Other stuff.
Towers. Tower, you know. Usually you just have one tower.
Yeah.
Unless you're kind of different. Mm-hmm. But you got the one tower and, you know, hopefully you got some balls. Unless you're that statue of Trump that was going up all over the
Hillary
place.
Hillary has bigger balls than Trump does, that's for sure.
There you go. Oh, he's going to show the statue of Trump, I guess, maybe.
Where is he?
This has offended some people, this statue of Trump that goes up in different parts of America.
Do you know who the artist is?
There's a bunch of actually different artists.
It's on my blog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they showed up in a lot of
different
American cities.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, yeah, there
he
is.
So it's very well executed.
But some people think that it's like not something about good for body image or something. Anyway, it definitely shows he does not have any balls. And it definitely shows he has like a little tiny one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually skinnier than what I have in my hand.
That's actually his.
Yeah, we took it.
We castrated him a few weeks
ago. Actually, this one has little baby balls, but yeah. Yeah, the whole issue of castration is a very 9/11 issue. And you know, it's wow, it hurts. It hurts. But I think we have to go beyond that trauma and respond with force and with faith in our values, you know, our non-religious values here in America, our pro-female values, our relatively around the world pro-sex values. And, you know, Tara represents that.
Thank you.
All right. So I, want to introduce Sarah Bella.
Sarabella
is
on my mic cable.
Often on the other side of her camera.
And much more dressed.
And now you're there in a little corset. You look very femme.
Thank you.
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you.
And that's good because Tara's in a butch mood.
I am.
I noticed that.
Yeah.
Very butch.
Did you know, was this, or were you playing off?
No,
no,
it's just
the sexual energy, or
just a coincidence. Just a coincidence.
Honestly, there were no guests really on this show until
so you had to settle
a little
for
later
me.
This morning. No, it's like this is a very impromptu gathering, and we also have, I would say, the lovely Jay Tirico, but Jay is kind of butch tonight too.
Jeez,
Jay usually dresses in a dress. But tonight in a cat suit. But you're very much a pussy, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Although you can suck your own tower.
That is true, yeah.
Right, right.
Oh, I thought you looked familiar. Okay, I remember now.
Did you? Did Jay do that for us?
Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't recognize that night.
We might have a return request for that.
I actually have video footage of that if you would like to see
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah. Well, we do too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure, why not?
Sure, okay.
But you can show us yours if Jay shows us his.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
It's in my camera.
And Jackie Blue. Why don't you come up here, Jackie? You look like you're not doing anything. And Jackie usually does camera. Why don't you trip over the wires? I think she needs to be punished for that. She almost disconnected us, so probably that is going to need some sort of a presidential hand.
I think so.
Yeah. Hello, Jackie Blue.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, you're kind of great, but also kind of naughty.
Well, that's just, you know.
Okay. Well, since you have no excuse not much
born that way.
Of a reason, then I think you ought to present your butt for a punishment.
Oh, my.
From Mistress... Perhaps
presidentrix. How about that?
Oh, no. Anything but
presidentrix.
Like
just coined it.
Politatrix.
Like yes. Oh. Presidentrix. Okay.
Presidentrix.
And
yes.
Here we go.
You're going to get elected.
Presidentrix.
Jackie.
Good point.
Blue. Could you give her a book spanking with the bonobo way?
All right.
Just
how do you feel about Hail to the Chief? Is that okay for you? Is that like your song? Are you down with that?
Yeah, I guess I'll be all right.
Okay. Good. We'll get the band ready.
Yeah, all right. Hail to the Chief.
Hail to the Chief.
We could get that going. Okay, so here is Jackie Blue, and she is bearing her behind that is getting quite blue.
Harder.
Give it to
and,
her.
Whoa.
Harder.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Oh, yes. And she's spanking her with the bonobo way. This is a book spanking. And yes, brothers and sisters, any book makes actually quite a good spanking paddle. That's one thing we have found. And, of course... You know, The Bonobo Way is a good book to read, but either you're going to be well-read or get well-read. And Jackie has gotten well-read. And I think I will do it in honor of 9/11 and the idea of punishment that hurts but doesn't kill. And that's kind of sexy. You know?
Now she's getting well read.
That's right. She's getting well read.
I don't like my joke.
That's right. Ooh. Hail to the captain.
Quite red.
Hail to the captain.
She looks like she's going into that very, very delicious, mystical, subby space. That's what we need to do, brothers and sisters. We need to put our so-called enemies into subspace. And that means when we spank them with our sanctions, we should also stroke them with our giveaways. We should, you know, help them. Share the resources. That's what bonobos teach us, is share the resources. That includes sex and love and food and medicine.
And cookies.
And cookies.
Broken cookies.
Yeah.
Broken cookies.
Broken cookies.
Yeah. All right.
Inside joke.
And whatever.
Share the cookies.
I smack. Whoop. You know, this is the mink glove that feels so good.
Oh, that is so nice.
Against the hurt parts, you know.
That is some nice aftercare.
Yeah.
Yes.
It is. And I didn't buy it because I wouldn't because, you know, it's animal, you know. But somebody gave it to me, a mink fetishist. So.
Thank you both.
Well.
You're quite welcome.
We
all right.
are excited to, you know, celebrate. Celebrate. Celebrate our freedom that we are still, you know, here. And, I mean, the terrorists haven't won. We are, you know, practicing our fetishes and fantasies, and
we are.
We are, and that's really living well is the best revenge, you know. That's what gets them going, right? So, I think I'd like to get everyone going just a bit by introducing our amazing and beautiful Bonoboville bartender. And her name is Miss Shannon Coronado. There she is. And she's all in white tonight, which is kind of cool.
Very sexy.
Yeah, very, very sexy. That's good. She's very feminine tonight, you know. Sometimes she's a little bit butch in the black leather, but tonight she's offsetting your butchiness. And I'm in green. Peace green. Mm. And so, Max. Max? No Max. Is there Max there? No Max. Okay. So much for Max. Yum. I do want to give a shout out to the Free Speech Coalition, who's going to be joining us next Saturday, September 17th. And our old friend Jeffrey
Hi.
Douglas maybe will be here. Julia Ann will be here. And he's your lawyer, too. Yeah.
Who's that?
Yeah, Jeffrey Douglas.
Oh, Jeffrey, yes.
Yeah.
I know Jeffrey. I know all the First Amendment lawyers.
And
I've only been prosecuted 23 times. Spent 2 years in prison, so I know them all.
Yeah. Well, maybe Jeffrey will be here. And Susie Q. James will be here. And we are going to talk about why we should vote no on Prop 60. Right. Because it takes away our freedoms, right? It requires everybody to wear, like, a hazmat suit of latex so they can have some sex. And it's a little bit crazy. Actually, it's not very healthy. But we're going to talk more about that next week. Meantime, Max, did he disappear again?
He did.
I'm trying to talk to about something that he told me about.
Honey, I Shrunk the Husband.
Hi.
Which is that Italy has just declared, get this, this might be something to consider for America. Public masturbation is not a crime in Italy. Unless you're doing it in front of a minor. Don't do it in front of kids. No, not in front of kids. Okay. But you can do it in front of adults. Like, I don't know, in your front yard? I'm not sure where the limits are. Like, in the Vatican? I mean, where can you do this?
You can do it anywhere, as long as there's no children. But it's done in every village. Because in every village, there's someone who's jerking off in the little doorways and... It's everywhere.
Viva no. Italia.
Right, but it used to be kind of illegal, and now it's
well,
not.
Well, it used to be silly. So in my village where I lived for 3 years, I forget his name, but at 4 o'clock he'd be in the doorway jerking off, and everybody was going to get their pizza, and they'd walk by and they'd say, come on, stop that.
Luigi,
stop that. You know, so it's not really... We also had a child molester in the village,
uh-oh.
And all the kids knew he ran the tourist bureau.
So they knew to stay away from him, I hope.
Yeah. And Italy also, the Supreme Court passed another law that I'm totally for, and that is if you're hungry and you steal food, that's not a crime.
Ah, right. That's like Les Mis, right.
Yeah, so,
right.
You know.
But
the whole country's fucked up and corrupt anyway, so it doesn't really matter. That's what I love about Italy, you know?
You know...
Nothing works.
Corruption.
Everything works.
I think power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. I mean, there's always corruption when you give power. I can't imagine you're not going to, you know, give me some extras since I'm supporting you. And
well, naturally.
Of course. A little corruption's
okay. The issue is there's a lot of corruption in the world. There's a lot of stealing. You know, when I started the Brentwood paper, my first editorial was, I know that all you people are stealing.
Mm.
And it's all right, because everybody steals in one way or another. Just leave something
how
for us.
How much? Yeah,
leave
how
us
much
our heart.
Are you going to steal?
Let us eat. Let us have a decent life.
And look at what Halliburton steals. Look at what the defense industry steals from all of us. So much money is put into defense, and so little is put into
thievery.
The sharing of resources.
Yeah, a lot
and,
of thievery.
And, you know, sex toys for all.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And yeah, and we got to support your campaign to send a lot of these little tiny
1,000 tiny dildos to Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Just go to his Amazon. I've set up an Amazon wish list for him.
Do you know how many so far?
So far, we've sent him 138. And with the help of you and the American people, we are going to send him those 1,000 tiny dildos. Can I count on you to send him one tiny dildo?
I will send two.
Two.
I will
send
two.
Send
I'll send
one?
A couple, yeah.
Okay.
Mm.
Will you send him
you
one?
You got it.
There you go. Mm. That's all it takes.
I'm going to send him this one that I've sucked.
Well, where do you get these tiny dildos?
I set up an Amazon wish list. So
have
to do is go to Amazon, search for Donald Trump's wish list,
right.
And you'll find it. And it only has tiny dildos on it.
We should really send him
balls.
This straw. This is a perfect... You
this
could cut
tiny.
The balls off.
Well, this
you
is
could
probably
cut this way.
About how big it is. I don't
yeah.
think it's much bigger than that.
Yeah,
not
yeah.
Even.
I think
this
is about
no
it.
There's no scrotum. It's just two balls hanging at the bottom of the penis.
Mm,
where's
good
the scrotum?
Not much else.
Really?
No wonder Melania had to plagiarize.
Insulted.
She has
by
to plagiarize her orgasms, I'm sure.
Probably. Oh.
Get them from somebody else.
If you can also insult him on Twitter with small penis humiliation jokes, that will also help me with my candidacy.
Nothing against you guys who happen to have small penises, because we love you, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's not the small penis. It's the way that the man reacts to having a small penis.
And it's the way you...
Yeah.
Right?
Isn't that
right?
Yeah.
The way you use it.
It
doesn't matter how big it is or small. That's what they told me.
But if you let it traumatize you mm-hmm. and let it make you aggressive and let it make you violent and let it make you anti-woman mm-hmm. and let it make you like full of crap, then you should be punished.
You've got to be taken down a peg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Pegs. All right, so we're here on the eve of 9/11 with Mistress Tara Indiana running for president. I mean, you look like you've been out, you know, doing chores like presidents like to.
Yeah, I was up on the ranch clearing the brush. That's exactly
clearing the brush.
I actually did do that. There are pictures of me clearing brush. Did you see them?
No, I'll have to look at the pictures.
So that's very folksy.
Like
that's something that George
you
W.
Know,
would
you're
have
ready
done.
To,
look, I'll have a
you're ready to
yeah.
go
yeah.
to the pipeline.
Well, I
want to
be the dominatrix president that you feel like you can have a beer with.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. That's good.
Really?
That's good.
The everyman's dominatrix.
Yeah.
Are you into forced intoxication?
Forced intoxication?
Yes, maybe you want them to have more than one beer.
Possibly.
A lot more than one beer.
That's what enemas are for.
Yeah, you should waterboard them.
Forced intoxication.
Really?
Now, speaking of waterboarding,
okay.
I think we have some waterboarding, Bonoboville style. And it just so happens that agua matches my outfit. And we are preaching peace through pleasure as the answer to terror. So we're going to have some waterboarding because, you know, that's our answer to the terror, right? Wasn't that George
right.
Bush's answer? I think we're still doing that to some.
Oh, yeah, we're doing
people.
All kinds of
it,
things.
It's not
yeah.
that
I think
it
we're doing unofficially
no,
now.
There.
Right. Were we ever
it
doing it officially?
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah. Dick actually. Cheney came out on television and said, yeah, we think this is a, you know, a good terrorist, what do they call it? Enhanced interrogation is what
well,
they call
enhanced
it.
Enhanced interrogation.
Yes, sad. Right. Yeah, enhanced yeah. interrogation.
I'm going to institute a more.
Make sure her mic is working.
Yeah, turn up her mic a little bit, please. Tech, tech, turn it up. Tech, tech, turn it up. Tech, tech.
Hello?
Hello.
Testing. Am I here?
Better.
Okay.
Up.
Good.
Yep. Up.
Yes.
Up.
Now good.
Better. Good. Oh,
good.
Down a little bit.
So I'm going to institute a sexier enhanced interrogation program, and it's going to be done by dominatrixes wearing sexy latex cat suits, and we're
ooh.
Going to tie them up and do very heavy teasing and denial.
Nice.
All
why
right.
are you rewarding them?
Yeah.
No. Teasing and denial.
I still yes. consider that
why
a reward.
Why are you rewarding them?
Because that will make them talk.
None of
that
shock and horse shit.
And wait, I have to say, sometimes you have to enhance your interrogation with a little pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
And teasing is a little pleasure. Not a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, all this pain, kill, it's not really working, is it?
No. Well, no, it ain't working. It's a mess. The fucking world is one big disaster, and there's a huge right-wing conspiracy from Putin to Turkey to Mr. Trump because these religious people are going to take away your rights. They're going to elect the next, they're going to put the next Supreme Court judges in there. If Trump or these people get in there and they get a hold of my Supreme Court, because it's my Supreme Court that defends me, if they get a hold of that, we as a nation, as a people, will be set back generations.
Tell it. Tell it, Brother Max. All right. Max is testifying.
You know? No, that's just serious shit.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a guy, Trump, this guy.
You got to have balls to testify.
You know, this guy says that Saddam was great. He knew how to take care of terrorists.
Testicles, that is.
Yeah. So, you know, this guy's a maniac. The right wing, they're all maniacs, okay? And they're not going to get a hold of my Supreme Court.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Woo!
Brothers and sisters.
Amen and amen.
Amen. A woman.
All right. So, back to waterboarding, bonobo style. So you're our featured guest tonight in your jeans.
Yes, I am.
Would you like a drink?
Sure.
Okay. And so who would you like of our lovely contestants to take it off of?
Oh, that's hard to choose.
Right.
Well, I know her the best.
Aww.
So I'm going to stay with who I came in with.
Oh, she's so excited. Jackie is
for the
usually
incumbent.
Doing nice. Cinematography here on Bonoboville TV. But tonight, actually, Gigi is behind the camera, it looks like. So look at that.
And
I
she's doing a good
know
job,
that was going to happen. But okay, so come forward, Miss Jackie. You have been punished, and now you will be pleasured or something. Or you're providing pleasure. You're going to be the altar. So you should boss her around
so
a bit.
I haven't
show
done this
how
before,
presidential
so
you are.
What
well, she, you know, what
where
part
would
of
you,
her body?
Where would you
I
like
think
me?
She's probably
well.
Open to any part. So the
yeah.
chest. Okay, drop
yeah.
your outfit there. And there we go. Look at those perky titties. Wow, very perfect.
I like the pencil eraser nipples.
Yeah, and they're kind of pierced. They're definitely pierced with a little barbell. This
I
is
already made
Jackie
her bleed.
Blue.
I did.
You
I
did what?
I already made her bleed from
you
her
made
dumbbells.
Her bleed.
Yeah,
not
she
on
was,
purpose.
She was
a little too rough.
She was whipping on my tits.
I'm not into the blood thing.
Yeah,
I'm not
no,
into
neither,
blood
neither were we.
Okay,
we
well,
stopped,
I'm glad yeah. that they healed. So
they're
here
fine.
We go. So, you know, get her maybe over here or over here. Maybe here, maybe in between us,
okay.
So that I can sprinkle the holy salt of Bonoboville Communion and then the waterboarding. Oh, I would like to request that my beautiful bartender, Shannon, come forward to pour the waterboarding agua. Here she is. Actually, we still have some here. Whoops. So here we go. Here, take this one. There you go. And the drink. Ooh, look at that. Look at her little white boots, sort of off-white to match her outfit. Yes. Looking good. Oh, we need...
It's all done like Donald Trump's campaign.
Yeah.
All done, like Donald Trump's campaign. Yep,
pretty much.
Yeah.
Okay, Shannon, turn around for the camera and show your outfit. Look at this, brothers and sisters. Wow, white on white and more white. And look at that hot posterior. Woo! Okay, so you can lick the altar. No. You lick first. We must take our communion properly. And then we sprinkle the salt. And see, the first licking allows it to be sticky. And now the second licking. The second licking is where you ingest the body of the goddess. And now the waterboarding. So you can lean back. Against the titties. Yes, lean back. Here she goes. And some might have a beer with the president. I am waterboarding the president. Elect. Whoop. And she got it all. Woohoo!
That's what he said.
Kiss.
Oh.
That's my kind of president. There she is. Mistress Tara Indiana has... You know, if a president's
yes,
going...
I would like it. Could we get a damp towel for Mistress Tara Indiana?
Damp towel, please. Perhaps our lovely bartenderess can bring us a towel.
What do you need?
She needs to mop up.
Oh, mop up.
Or maybe
that's not the beautiful bartender. Oh, it is. Or after a few drinks, maybe.
Here,
you know,
this.
You're cute. Yeah.
Keeping it classy. All right.
That's right. Okay. You don't want to dribble.
Don't dribble.
Trump does enough drooling for everyone.
Exactly.
He's a drooling baby. Okay. So now, would you, lovely lady and... Lovely, are you a gent tonight, I guess? Like to do Bonoboville Communion? I would love to see you do Bonoboville Communion.
Yeah, I guess I will.
Don't be so enthusiastic.
I'm sorry, I've kind of got a cold, so I'm kind of... So I'm kind of avoiding, like, hyper-interaction or anything like that. Most alcohol,
see.
Pretty much.
Okay, so maybe you shouldn't even be here.
Isn't alcohol good for colds?
Yeah,
I've heard that. Yeah,
are you gonna give us all colds now?
No, it's mild.
You only have a convenient cold that isn't going to give us colds, but is enough to make you just sound ornery.
Okay, fine. I'll do it.
Fine.
Yay!
Hey, Sarah, doesn't that sound like a great attitude for a waterboarding partner?
Look, yeah. I'm so excited.
I'm absolutely excited. No.
All right, so. Who's going to do it first?
Okay. Alrighty then.
I'm actually afraid of choking on Bonoboville Communion because you just sort of like pour it right down there. I don't have the prettiest cough in the world, so you know.
Just open your throat.
That's what he said.
Right, right. Well, if you drool, we'll wipe you up.
I like that idea. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, so who's going to go off of whom?
Oh, well, if that's the case, I'd rather be the altar.
You're going to be the altar?
I'm going to be the altar.
All right. So, Here she is. Sarabella is dropping her corset to reveal her perky titties.
Mm-hmm.
We have some perky titties tonight.
We do.
Well, they're young, you know.
They're young. How old are those titties?
Oh, 7 or 8 years old.
7 or 8 years old?
Maybe,
no wonder
maybe
they
nine,
look so perky.
In there.
Right.
No spring chicken.
Uh-huh. Don't tip forward. Okay. And Shannon. Oh, Jay is being quite aggressive for someone who sounded like he didn't want to do it. He's really kind of getting into it. Oh, and you're playing with his pigtails. Yeah, he looks like a hungry sucker. Definitely. Like, just take a microphone, please.
Yeah, now, I'm in shock.
How
he
did he
not
feel?
Normally
he's
this
certainly made your titties very nipples hard.
Yeah,
and
well,
woo.
Good job.
Mm-hmm, good job.
You're welcome.
And sprinkle, sprinkle. Sprinkle, sprinkle.
Wow, he is eager. Look at him.
Sprinkle, sprinkle.
That's so cute.
And now we have the waterboarding section of our anti-terrorist program. So, are you ready? You can lean back. And now, Jay. Actually, I think it's a good idea to keep those on so that you don't get lick it in your eye.
Tilt your head way back.
And way back.
Open that throat.
Such a good little terrorist. Taking his torture. Yes, you will talk. You will testify. Wait a second. Yep, okay, more. Let me take off my Jux Lee finger flogger so that I can. Yes, and he drinks it all down. Good. Let's hear it for Jay Tirico and our altar girl, Sarabella.
Wow.
Yes, Sarabella.
Fun?
It was a very good altar
girl.
Yeah,
lots of fun.
I'll have to do that again then.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You
That's
had
my
a lot
first
of
time.
Fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was. That was your first time
that
as an altar
time,
girl.
That was fun.
Yeah, and Jay did a really good job.
It was fun
even
for
though
Jay, too.
Sounded a little reluctant. That's what guys sometimes do. Anyone does that sometimes. You know, you never know who's going to be the best lover. Sometimes the reluctant ones turn out to be good. It's a little bit
Where
of that
quiet
tease,
ones.
Please. Yes. Jay's a tease.
Oh, yeah. I definitely
and a quiet
am.
One. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Except he does put out.
I got the proof.
Yeah.
I still have salt on me. He didn't
get
it all.
Get it
all.
Get it all.
The rest.
Get it all. Lick it up. Yeah, lick those
I heard
titties.
Someone laughing back there.
Now, do you have more feeling in your titties over the past 6 or 7 years?
Yeah, but I'm ticklish.
Let's talk about trans titties. What's the difference between now and then?
You're talking about sensitivity.
My breasts, in feeling. Obviously, we can see the difference.
My breasts have always been very sensitive.
Okay, so it didn't make
but,
them any more or less.
But now, I would say they're more sensitive than ever.
Well, okay then. They got more sensitive.
Yes.
You know.
Plus one.
Okay.
Yeah, plus one.
Well, you do have piercings too, so that does kind of make it,
it
more
sensitive.
It
doesn't hurt.
Well, but
shall I twist
like,
them again?
So to speak.
I had my nipples pierced before, and the guy botched them, so I had to get them pulled out.
Oh.
And yeah, like if I had played with them, it would have ripped my nipple. Like that's how bad he did it.
Whoa.
Like both of them. And
I hope you didn't have to pay
that
for that.
Sounds
I did. It was
painful.
$20 a piece.
Or the lawyer. Oh. We didn't have to pay for the lawyer.
Yeah. Always go to a reputable place to get things
piercing
like that done.
Always go to a reputable place. That's right. And
same thing for tattoos.
Same for tattoos.
Same thing for psychic surgery. And a reputable place for you to go if you need to get your brain fixed is the Dr. Susan Block Institute, where we will, just kind of help you with whatever ails you. Yeah, if you need to talk about any aspect of sex, love, or life, politics, you can call us at 213-291-9497. And actually, if you want to call in tonight, you can call us at the other number, 310-568-0066. I see that the wolf is in the house. Yeah? Did I see the wolf? Yeah. So, we've got a lot to come back to. It's kind of a chillin' show, an easygoing show.
Yeah.
But, we're glad to be here. It's the eve of 9/11, if you're tuned in live, right. And we are going on the path of peace, brothers and sisters.
And if you have backpacks, we're going to check them.
Yeah, right.
You got any backpacks? We're checking them.
Cocks, not Glocks. We're into that movement. That's the movement down in Texas where the students are carrying dildos in their
dildos.
Backpacks.
Yay.
Yeah, good.
Another example of dildo saving democracy.
Exactly. I really.
Yeah, they're walking all over the university with dildos out of their
absolutely
backpacks.
Dildos in your backpack. Cocks, not Glocks. We're all for it. All right, brothers and sisters, we got to take a break and give it up to our corporate overlords, which are really ourselves.
Ourselves.
But at the same time, we want you to stay tuned. You know, you could go to the potty if you want, but don't come yet and don't go away. We'll be right back.
We love you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Block, and I've just written a new book called The Bonobo Way, inspired by my love for the Make Love, Not War great apes. You know, the ones who have a lot of sex in a bonobo sutra of positions, including face-to-face. But it's not just how bonobos have sex. It's how they use sex to prevent murder and war. Really. They're the only great apes that have never been seen killing each other. They practice what I call peace through pleasure, with the females gently dominating the very happy, very sexually satisfied males. Bonobos are special, partly because they just are, and partly because they're very, very close to us, almost 99% genetically similar to us. When it comes to being human, even being humane, bonobos can teach us so much. Which brings me to us, and more specifically to you. Is your inner bonobo longing to swing free? Would you like to tap into the hot, natural sex energy within you? Bet you would. So you can better enjoy the pleasures in life and cope with the pain. You know, the pain. And have more orgasmic, organic, sustainable sex. Who doesn't want that? Greater lust. Greater trust and better anger management. And who couldn't use a little bit of that these days? So get the book, Learn the Bonobo Way. You'll be glad you did. Then you'll want to join Bonoboville, a new global village for bonobo lovers and friends. And one last thing. The real bonobos are highly endangered, so a portion of all book sales go to bonobo conservation groups working to save the wild bonobos from extinction. Read The Bonobo Way and learn why this could be the most important eco-sexual movement of our times. And improve your love life.
Going to have a Sibian ride. Uh-oh. For
Sibian
Masturbation
ride,
Month.
Yes.
So you've never been on a Sibian before?
No, I've never been on one before.
Okay.
Now you are ready to ascend the throne.
One, two, Mr. Tracy, you are going to ride God's machine now.
Put one leg right here. Put the other right here and just position yourself comfortably. Put your clit right here.
Okay, so here she goes.
Uh-oh.
She's mounting the Sibian. ever ridden a Sibian, by the way?
Oh, I have. Many a time. My favorite horse to ride. It's my best friend.
Have Sibian yoga and experience it to the fullest. Go for the G-spot, go for the clit, go for whatever works. Some women come from their nipples. We've got Brigitte Bardot riding the Sibian.
Whoa. Yeah. Holy shit. Yeah. That does the job.
Yeah, it's doing
Sibian
it, baby.
Sibian strikes again.
Yes, I do say that when it feels good.
Live on DrSusie.tv from the Womb Room in Bonoboville.
Ride 'em cowboy. Woo!
Take a deep breath,
so
deep breath.
Now relax.
Plus fort, plus fort.
We never get tired of watching a pretty girl on the Sibian celebrating masturbation month.
Amen, amen, hallelujah,
sonnez les matines, ding dong dong.
Princesse en français.
Oui, oui.
Happy Lupercalia!
Oh, there she goes! She's coming! She's
yes.
coming!
Come for us, Sister Abed. Come for
Look
us.
That face. That is a beautiful thing. Thank you, Dr. Susan Block. You're a wonderful human being. Wonderful human being, Dr. Susan Block. Wonderful human being, thank you.
And
amen.
I think that was
amen,
an orgasm.
Amen, Dr. Susan Block.
I think
amen.
We have orgasm, Houston, and let's
we
have a hand.
Orgasm.
We have liftoff. We have
we
liftoff.
We made it.
Okay.
Elle va éjaculer. Oui, 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 oui.
Okay, I'm gonna go, I'm gonna go, I'm gonna go.
Testify, Sister Penny. Testify. That you masturbate.
Amen.
And you are not ashamed.
I am not ashamed.
How was it? What's your report?
Oh, my vagina is so tingly right now. It feels like pop rocks.
I'm just gonna take this home. Take it.
That thing is bigger than your little body.
That is the best product endorsement I've ever seen.
Can I leave now? Like, I'm ready. I'm. Come on.
I don't think I can say those words. Where's the husband?
You got the Sibian. You don't need the husband.
Oh my God! Oh! Whoa! Whoa! Oh!
Don't let her fall over. Whoa. Hey, darling girl.
I love you.
I love you. That's my girl.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Hey, we are back in Bonoboville, brothers and sisters, and I'm a little sleepy. I went to a big Emmys party last night, didn't we, Max? We had some fun with
sure did.
Best Actor Award winning driver, yes. Loser Twersky.
Right.
And we saw Sherry, our HBO producer, and a whole bunch
and
of other people.
And we ate a lot of stuff.
And drank dirty martinis. Yes. And yes.
Yeah, free drinks
and
good
we
stuff
met
to eat.
A bunch of nominees.
Right.
Right. So.
And you were a big star there. The service boys knew who you were.
Yeah, right. The service boys were all shouting me out. That's so cool.
That's cute.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's
very cute. Right. Yeah.
Not the people that award people, though. They weren't shouting me out. They were whispering about me.
Right, because they were award people. They didn't want to talk about you.
No, they didn't want to. You know.
That one in the hat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't give her an award.
I was watching your show when I was a little boy. I was watching your show.
Yeah, I know you were.
And now, wow,
you naughty boy.
That's you. Wow. That's our children. Really, I love all these. They're all our children.
They are, yes.
It was like a cigarette company. We got them when they were young.
Uh-huh.
And now they're here.
But we're better for you than cigarettes, Matt.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I would hope.
I'm just saying that the business strategy was good.
Yeah. You want to infiltrate those minds and be sex positive and preach peace through pleasure and the bonobo way. And I think that even though we're experiencing a major backlash, we are essentially moving in that female empowering, sex positive direction all over the world. Yes, indeed.
That's right. It's happening.
I think we are. Amen and a women.
Yeah.
And, you know, it would be good to have somebody with labia in the White House. Yeah.
Yeah,
you know, I have such a labia.
I would prefer a dominatrix.
As long as they don't have any
myself.
Bombs in there.
So I also want to shout out Gonzo Bonobo.
Oh yeah, Gonzo.
Because he is setting up his own business. He supposedly is going to be coming back to Bonoboville on Saturday nights because there's nothing better than Bonoboville on Saturday nights. So we're not going to miss him too much, but he is going to be setting up his own business. So get your T-shirts done. Oh, and that's another reason I'm wearing green is because I wore this last night at the Emmys party. Gonzo design here. Yes, indeed. Gonzo shirt. Peace through pleasure. It's the Bonobo way. Woohoo! Yes, in any color, in any style, and you can, you know, get anything you want printed. Even your pro-Trump T-shirts, I guess. But
very cool.
Because he would never use a union.
He's doing a T-shirt
job.
Business?
Oh, absolutely.
He's in the he's starting up a T-shirt business. Like T-shirts, wraps around the car, things like that, right? Design, all kinds of designs that you put on mugs and, you know, caps and hats and things. So, you know, you might want something for your campaign.
Absolutely.
You know, campaigns need caps and hats and shirts and stuff.
We do.
Yeah. All right. So, Gonzo Bonobo. Yeah.
We're going to miss you, but we'll see you all the time anyway.
Maybe he'll take a Bonoboville communion if Shannon would give it to him. Right? He wouldn't refuse that. I don't know if she'd give it to him. For years of service, let's see. How many years? Like at least, he's been with us, I think, at least 3 years right now. Yeah?
No,
pretty
more than three.
Good.
About
4 years?
4 years,
four
yeah.
4 years, yeah, yeah, 4 years. So we love you, Gonzo, and yes, Bonoboville communion in your
Come
future.
Come back to Bonoboville. Come back
and
to Bonoboville.
I understand there is a lovely lady who would like to come forward. Is that
cameras.
True? Rachel? Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah?
Woo.
Look at Rachel. Rachel is new to Bonoboville.
Wow.
And she is looking lovely tonight. She's here with a Bonobovillian of many years.
That is one adorable
Mr. Nori
skirt.
Carter.
I totally agree. I want that skirt.
You too. Mm.
So, where's a microphone? I need a microphone. Right. No, I don't want to give you her microphone. Okay. Well, you should have a microphone too. But, yeah, you two can share because you got so close doing Bonoboville communion. I think Jay and Sarah should share
a communal communion.
Get very close.
Definitely.
You go, Gigi.
How are you doing, Rachel?
Absolutely.
Good.
How are
good.
You?
Good.
Turn up her microphone.
Good. So turn up Rachel's mic. So this is your first time in Bonoboville, right?
Yes.
And so what's your first impression?
It's hot.
It's
hot. Very distracting to watch this.
Distracting. What are you being distracted from?
Conversations.
I mean, what are you trying to? Oh, you're trying to have a conversation.
Sort of.
Well, I'm glad that you're distracted from. You shouldn't be having a conversation. You should be having.
Mike, Dr. City, Mike. We lost her mic.
No, we lost my mic.
Hello? Yeah.
I don't know. I want to go. Test, test, test.
No, I can't
testing,
hear you.
Testing.
Play with the mic again, Susan. All right, Dr. Susie.
Let me go see what's going on. And
talk, talk.
Abraham,
no. You might have dead batteries.
No, I see a green light. It matches her outfit.
Where's Abe? He's, Abe's coming out. Ooh. Come here. Come here. Woo! Yeah, in a little while. Just keep rubbing. Yeah, this is... Don't nobody touch that mic. We're working on it. We have tech on this. Oh, there. Tech is here. Tech is here. We're going to... It's a... Go in. Yeah. There he is. The unseen one.
How did I get so
okay,
lucky?
Get this all on camera, though, because this is very important for other filmmakers. Hello.
Oh, it is on.
Test, 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 test me. Test me.
You're back. You're
Shannon's
back.
Shannon's legs between my legs.
Bring your mic down, though. Dr. Susie, bring it down a little bit.
You just needed to touch. Yeah.
I'm in a fabulous position right now. I know you're all jealous.
Mm-hmm. Oops. Okay. So, now. Do
bring
I really
your, bring
have
your
to
mic up.
Get up?
No, you're good. You're good. You're good.
All right, my headdress fell off. So.
So this is what you do during a technical difficulty.
This is a technical difficulty. So, I was talking to Miss Rachel over there, the new girl in town. The virgin to Bonoboville. So, Rachel, so we're distracting you from your conversation. What kind of conversation were you trying to have?
Just bullshit.
Okay, so I don't feel bad.
Oh,
so,
bullshit. Okay, that's good.
So
it's always a good con.
Do you think that...
That's most of the conversation.
You'd like to partake in some Bonoboville communion?
Yes.
Ooh. Yes.
Woo!
All right. Yeah. Very good. So, would you like to do that with the fellow what brung you? Or somebody else? Up to you.
Will he?
Will he? That is the question of the night.
Nori.
Will he?
Get up here.
Will do this or
is this your first date or like your third date or like your 12th date? Where are we here?
I think it might be the 10th. I think it might be the 10th.
The 10th. Okay, cool,
tenth.
Cool.
Okay,
so you've done stuff like, you've done a little bit of body.
Yeah, it's almost 9/11.
Connections. Okay. Now, I want you to know that we tend to favor nipples, but you don't have to do nipples.
No.
You could do other body parts.
Knees,
you favor
toes.
Nipples.
I told him when I came up here, I was like, I really just want my nipples licked.
Free the nipple.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Free the nipple.
Yeah.
I guess we have the bartenderess. Here, okay, here's this, and you can pour
wow,
the goodies.
Wow, look at those boots that you have on there, I'm stoned, actually. Bartenderess.
She has got some beautiful booties.
Damn,
there,
right,
baby.
Look at that.
And she's also got a beautiful bootie. Or
she's got a nice bootie.
Okay, so step up here. Actually, look at this sartorial gent. This is... Mr. Nori Carter, and he's wearing amazing shoes. First of all, look at those shoes.
What are those called? They used to wear those in the 50s.
Move over a little
bit.
Blue
suede. Yeah, no, those are white
tight.
Suede
here,
shoes.
You move over a little bit.
Huh?
Yeah, the gangsters wore
saddle
them.
Shoes, right? That's what those are.
Shoes.
Saddle shoes.
And
yeah,
nice
cool.
Tie. You know, he's got that political red tie going on.
Yeah.
Here. Yeah.
Definitely not in the R side.
Talking to the microphone.
Not on the red side.
Okay, so your lady here, your lady friend, Rachel, would like to take Bonoboville communion from a nipple, your nipple.
As an altar. Or, I'm the altar.
Or, I don't know, maybe she wants to be the altar. What did you prefer?
I want to be licked. Yeah.
Okay, okay. Yeah. So you are the taker of the communion, and you will be the altar.
This is really nice.
Oh, you sat on it, and that's what's going on.
I thought that was just you.
Hey, pass that thing over here. Right?
Does it feel good?
No, it was amazing. I was just like, what is this happening here? I didn't want to stop it. I was just all of a sudden. I sat on the Hitachi.
And you can buy this at the Dr. Susan Block store. Right, okay. And by the way, Betty Dodson, who introduced me to my first orgasm, has a new book out. Yes, Sex by Design. Go get it. I just reviewed it. It's really good. So, all right. So we're ready for our close-up.
Yeah. You know what this means? It means that you have to undo your vest.
Oh, yes.
And possibly your shirt.
Ooh.
Yes. This could all lead to a new career.
That's exciting.
You could become a male model.
Whoa, can we just have some applause just for that?
Yeah. Whoa, I didn't see that.
Beautiful, okay. Beautiful, right? Such beauties. Yep, even the bartenderess is impressed.
Yeah. I'm impressed.
She's very impressed. Okay, so now present yourself as an altar, though.
Yes.
Stand up. Not stand up, but no, you can just sit, but straight,
wow,
with shoulders back. Shoulders back.
Quite nice.
Oh, so nice. Nori, good taste. Okay, you're welcome.
Makes your butt sweat. You know what I'm talking about?
My butt's not sweating, but I like it. Yeah. Okay, and he is licking the altar of Bonoboville Communion. Woo. Yes,
right.
You are an altar girl.
Hallelujah.
And now I put the salt on these lovely nipples of Rachel, the beautiful Rachel. Rachel is the revelation tonight. We didn't know Rachel. Not that you're all not beautiful. You are, but we didn't know you, Rachel, until
she needs
now.
A mulligan.
All right.
Want to try that again?
Here we go. Nori Carter's going to do his job. And he's licking very well, I think. How's he doing?
Oh, yeah.
Is it what you wanted? The kind of licking and sucking
that
you wanted?
I mean, is he really good?
Thank you very much.
Yeah, good. It's all
because he was trained in the military. He was.
He's trying to extract information out of me.
Yeah. I think he's an enhanced interrogator. That's what I would call this. Definitely enhanced interrogation. So talk.
Yeah.
That's right. That's what we wanted to hear.
Who the other ones were.
We wanted her to let the cat out of the bag, and she did. Okay, so now you need to lean back against her altar. Mm. Maybe you could open up your legs here.
Oh,
is that okay?
What are we doing now? The waterboarding?
Okay, the waterboarding now.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
okay.
This is the exciting waterboarding. This is the part that I know.
You better put
did to all these people.
Yeah. Well, actually, no. I was on the receiving side in the SEER training. So.
Oh, in the training.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. But
Dr. Susie, he has a tie on, and he's very elegante, and it could spill over.
What, do you want to give him a bib?
Well, during the if you have a bib or something, then we might want to put that.
Oh no, it's fine.
It's fine. It's fine.
No.
He's experiencing the moment. It's orgiastic and organic. And you can take it to the cleaners. Okay, so lean back. Yeah, that's it.
I don't want him billing us.
Oh, yes, this is so romantic. And hold your hand over his eyes so I don't get... Not over his mouth. Okay, he needs the mouth. Okay, and here we go. You will talk. This is enhanced interrogation of the U.S. Flyboy. That's right. Here he goes. Agua Bonoboville. Waterboarding!
Right.
Woohoo!
Okay, now tell us the truth. Who is with you?
I don't even know anymore, and I don't care.
Right.
That's actually probably not a great interrogation method now that I think about it.
Well, neither is waterboarding. Let me just say, neither is regular waterboarding a great interrogation method. I think the odds that it gets the truth out of people is very small. It just makes people talk and say crazy things.
Get you what you want to hear.
Yeah. I'm Italian. I would do that immediately. What do you want to hear?
I'll put that over there. Thank you. And this over there, last time we spilled the salt on the bed. Okay, well... So, he did a good job with the nipple sucking.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wow,
so
this is like some real connection here.
Let's find out about this.
Go Go ahead.
So, okay. So
Max is excited to see new love.
No.
Lust, maybe. But could be love.
So tell us about yourself. Who are you besides that? I know there's other things.
I'm a graphic designer.
Yes.
A graphic designer.
Yeah. We love graphic designers. Right. Happens we're losing one. So, we could use some graphic design. Yeah. So what do you design?
I work for health and beauty and nonprofits. I have my own business and I work from home in my pajamas.
In your pajamas? Yeah.
Yes. But they're work pajamas. I have separate sleeping pajamas, just to be clear.
Work pajamas. I think you should work like this and do it on webcam and you'll get a lot of business.
That's a very good idea.
Yeah, absolutely.
Make some double money.
Just watch me while I work.
How did you two meet?
Randomly through, what was it, Tinder? I think, yeah.
Is Tinder considered random now? I thought that was purposeful. When you go on Tinder,
you're looking. Like, I am a random Tinder goer. So
really?
It's kind of like, oh, you know, I'll just look and see what's out there, and I don't really care. And
then interesting.
What are you looking for,
this
corn?
Is
or? Or oil prices.
I asked him out, so maybe that's what he's referring to. Is I saw his picture and I was like,
"Good for you, girlfriend. That's very bonobo."
Cool.
She asked him out. What do you think about that, Madam Maybe President?
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. What do you think? The girl asking the boy out, I think, is a good thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? The boys like it.
I think that's everybody's responsibility.
It's a good deal.
Yeah. I mean, it could go either way, but there's not enough girls asking boys out. There should be more. Right. Yeah. There should be.
And I wish I was making less than women, and then they would pay for everything. It would be great.
Because, you know, ladies' choice. I think that's very cool. Bonobos are that way. The bonobo ladies choose the males or females that they want to have sex with. Unlike common chimps, where when the female goes into heat, the boys just basically gang rape her, and the other girls just leave. And if there's an attempt at gang rape or any kind of rape in Bonoboville among the bonobos, as Natalie Angier's article in New York Times says, then, of course, the other ladies who are all friends of the lady that might be being attacked gang up on the male and don't allow that. So, therefore, the males are very reluctant to rape. And the females get to choose their partners. So you're very bonobo. Yeah.
I'm very against rape.
Well, I mean, I think we all kind of are.
It depends on what kind of rape. I mean,
well, yeah. Oh, okay. Well,
it's all consensual.
Consensual rape.
Consensual
we're all
rape.
For.
Thank you very much.
I'm sure that actually our future president here, Madam Tara Indiana, has experienced consensual rape. She has been the consensual rapist of many a male.
Many
mostly
male
males.
Asses,
yeah.
Yes, I've raped a lot of male asses.
Yeah, what's your favorite method for consensual rape of males?
I actually like fisting. I mean, I like strap-on.
Whoa.
I've got like really, I don't know if you can see, but I've got really small hands and wrists.
Yes, you do.
And so I can sort of sneak people, like they don't know that they're going to get fisted.
Aye.
Then I'll start counting off my fingers inside. And
that's awesome. But you know what? It's funny because Trump also has very small hands.
Yes.
I know. Just thinking about that is kind of horrifying. But
that is a total boner killer. Just the unsexiest thing.
Yeah.
What did he say?
Possibly
it was like,
imagine
I have long
Trump
fingers, and
somebody.
That's well documented.
He actually couldn't say that. He just said he has nice fingers or something like that. They're very elegant, or I don't know.
I'm remembering there was some quote that he said to, I think it was Vanity Fair, about him having long fingers and that being well documented. That's what I remember.
Would send the editor of Vanity Fair notes in gold that would say, look at the fingers, pointing to pictures of his fingers and saying, nice fingers, right? Long fingers maybe a couple times. Yeah.
Wow.
Methinks he doth protest too much. But he doesn't show the goods, right? And the fingers show themselves. And anyway. So, yeah. Well... Mistress Tara for president, you know.
Thank you.
You know, we could take her fist, maybe. You should fist the defense industry is what you should do.
No, they would like it too much, I think.
Yeah.
On that. Right. I think there's a don't ask, don't tell policy.
That's like that anal food rape that they were doing for enhanced interrogation.
That's
a
thing?
Ago. Yeah. Oh, it's a total thing.
Oh, my God.
They force feed, especially the people that are doing hunger strikes. Now, by the way, shout out to Bradley Manning, who isn't Bradley anymore. He's Chelsea. She is. I'm so sorry, but I have my trans assistants here. Chelsea Manning is incarcerated right now for leaking, not cum, but information to WikiLeaks, okay, and opening up the world's eyes to some of the horrors that are going on that are perpetrated by, you know, the war machine. And now Chelsea is incarcerated, maybe forever, and she has transitioned or is transitioning and is not being given her medication, not being given what she needs, and is in total solitary, and she is doing a hunger strike. And, well, we just support her. I'm not sure. I don't want her to starve to death, but I certainly hope that they don't victimize her with anal food rape, but they probably will.
That's terrible.
And that's when they force feed you up your ass, obviously. Yeah. Anyway. Ew! But, hey, you know, that's the thing about sex is on one side of the coin is pleasure, on the other side is yuck, disgusting stuff. And a lot of what makes us go, ooh, also, you know, kind of, maybe some of you are going to fantasize about this later. And it'll be something.
You have 5 minutes
good
left.
For
I think it's context, really, I think.
Mm. I have 5 minutes.
Left, yes.
Wow. Oh, my God. And this was the show that we didn't know what we were going to do.
It's done.
It's almost done.
It has been done.
So I'm going to go around the room and starting with you, Sarah.
Me.
Bella. You got to have your be an altar for the
first
time.
For the first and hopefully not the last time.
No.
Yeah.
Ooh. It was very good. You did
your
altar thing.
He's definitely eager.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do we get to plug stuff?
Well, we were talking about anal food rape, so that's a kind of
plugging.
Oh, I
don't want to plug anal food rape.
Okay, no.
There's none of
fisting,
that on any of my sites.
Okay,
fisting
so,
could be a thing.
Chocolate chip cookies. Don't talk about that.
Plug away.
Plug. Bella-XXX.com and SarahBellaMedia.com. And I am a photographer and associate producer here with the lovely Dr. Susan Black.
Yay! And today you produced yourself. Okay.
I did. I'm here.
Jay.
I have proof.
And his cold.
Yeah.
Jay is our autophilatrix.
That's apparently now a term.
It's totally a term. And
apparently I've learned, apparently now it's a thing that I can also suck my own nipple. I didn't know anybody else couldn't do that.
Oh,
but
that's such a not a big deal.
Well, but I mean, I don't have any nipple though.
I like, barely do. Anyone can suck their own nipple. I mean,
we're not impressed.
We are impressed with you sucking your own dick.
Shannon was impressed.
I think we should see this nipple sucking.
Okay, suck your
nipple.
Let's see.
How you doing back there? Good.
There you go, sucking your own nipple. Okay, so warm yourself up. We're going to go around the room. You're going to suck your own dick as a climax to the show. Please. Okay, come on.
Yeah.
Get ready.
Come on.
Get ready.
Do it, Jay. Come on.
Jay.
Okay, fine.
Yay. Okay. So as Jay is getting ready.
I'm digging this crazy outfit.
Suck
wow,
your
look at this.
Own dick.
Jay's gonna suck. And he looks like a boy tonight. Sometimes he dresses in a dress.
I kinda like the boy look.
I do too. Yeah. I like all of Jay's looks. I have to say, Jay is a fashion plate. And now Jay has a dick hanging out of a cat suit. It's great. And Jay definitely has some balls.
Give him a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. With pigtails. Long, beautiful pigtails. Yes, help him out here. Missy, he sucked your titties. Just play a little bit here, not just holding. Yeah. Hold him a little, yeah. Is that allowed?
You do what you want.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Oh. And I want to just give a shout out to the uncut penis owners that are out there, because I think it's a good thing. I think that, you know, if you're circumcised, hey, you're cool. But let me just say that if you're uncircumcised, that's the natural way.
Circumcised, you're missing out on some nerve endings.
Exactly. Some nerve endings, right.
It's barbaric. And ooh. I'm Jewish.
Right, right. No, I know. I'm a Landsman, but I do believe it is barbaric. It's a form of child abuse, but, you know, I think it should be done when you're an adult, just like piercing and tattooing. So Jay has a beautiful uncut cock, and he is now sucking it himself. Are you impressed, Madam President?
I am. Can yes, I am.
Yes, yes. Talent. You need talent in your future cabinet.
I do.
Yeah. And there
Where's
you have
Hail
it.
Hail to the Chief song when you need it.
Oh, yes. See, we have our tower intact, and not only is it not knocked down by terrorists, but Jay is sucking it. Do it again.
Do it, Jay.
Do it, Jay. Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. Suck it. Woo! Now, don't try this at home. Might break your back, okay? This is back-breaking work. Sucking your own nipple is easy, but sucking your own cock, yeah. Wow. Yeah. That's pretty
that's
amazing.
That's a real talent.
That
is a real talent.
Let me ask you as a man, have you tried that?
I've tried, but never succeeded.
No.
Otherwise, I wouldn't
I've tried that, too.
I would be doing something else.
Didn't work.
I don't know what that would be, but...
I think every boy tries it, in a way.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But they all do.
Jay can do it. That's pretty cool. Okay. So, where do we find you for graphic design?
Oh, I don't think so.
No, no. Oh, we're not going to tell you where we find you. Okay. Well, Rachel. Sister Rachel. Yeah. And where do we find Jay? Let's hear it for Jay.
Yeah, there you go.
Jay Tirico is at Jay Tirico on Twitter, as well as some masculine name on Facebook, something like Jason Croon or whatever.
Jason Croon is my actual, real name. Okay. But I tried to use Torico. I've tried to use a bunch of other names, but I got in trouble for those. I am on Instagram as J Torico, not J-A-Y, but J Torico, T-O-R-I-K-O. I am on numerous other websites under the same name as well.
Ikor.
Yeah,
come on forward.
Ikor, come here.
Ikor.
Ikor is going to, after you do all of that, he's going to close for us.
But just come forward.
Oh, okay.
Ikor should just get himself ready. But I want to have
what I like about Ikor is he wears green every week.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you
right.
know.
And right, thank you.
He's doing.
Give this man a here you go.
You know why he's wearing green.
Job,
but I think he's just generally wearing too many
green crosses.
Clothes.
Green crosses.
Can we please get some clothes off?
Yes.
Can Shannon, can you help him? I'm sure he will not refuse.
Shannon.
Shannon helping.
Would you refuse, Shannon?
That's right. There we go. And Madam President.
Yes.
Can you tell us where we find you?
Mistress Tara for President.com. Tara for President on Twitter, TaraIndiana.com. And then there's my Indiegogo fundraiser, which is Dildos for Democracy.
Whoa!
Yeah. Dildos for democracy.
Okay, look at how many layers Ikor wears. That's to defend himself against the police. It's like armor. Goes through the
man had four T-shirts on.
And we saw your Facebook Live. Did you get anybody
great.
Go with you to Vegas?
No, I just went out there on my own. I think it was a beautiful ride. Me and my little doggy.
It was.
Now I gotta watch it. I gotta watch it every day now. Fucking Facebook. I'm live. Okay, what's the...
I was on Facebook Live. I put the offer out there.
Okay.
That's cool.
How's everybody doing tonight?
Great. We're doing good.
Yeah.
Woo!
Good?
Yeah.
Yes.
Woo! I love the diversity always in Dr. Susan Block's building, Bonoboville.
Yes. That's
we
right.
need some volume on that, please, there, Abe. I know y'all in the back. Can't hear out here. See, I can't hear. Can we get some of that volume? Can you tell them to get some? There we go. Yeah. It's all about diversity, y'all.
Yeah,
all these different races are here. It's just like, it's a beautiful thing. And I'm here for the world. Understand that. Because we only got one go round. And we are one.
We are one.
So check it out.
Or
I can get it popping. Or I can be grimy and greasy real easy. Believe me, that's nothing. Been on them blocks, trapping the spots, evading the cops till I got popped. My handcuffs on my wrist. Sit down a minute, think about it while I'm in there thinking I got shit to finish. Earth needs me, I'm Hancock. And I won't stop giving her props, throwing her peace, and showing my love and all of the above. That's what I'm all about. Now let Wolf shout, I love y'all. Now let it trickle down, let it fall. Like the season, good peeps don't need reason to be nice. That's for them souls whose cold is ice. And I don't think twice, I got your six and take six more steps to have your 12. Mama, daddy, elders raised me well with integrity, which led to my humanity. It's gonna take the man in me to conquer this insanity. Tupac, throw them ones up, y'all, cause we are one.
One.
You and I.
We are one.
Yes. Together. Uh-huh. Intertwined. Yeah. Together. Storm is weather. We are one. We are one. One.
We are one together.
Yo. I know sometimes society and life can feel like a bad storm, infinite thunder and lightning, but you keep striking, keep fighting, sticking and moving, showing and proving that just with a little peace, life can go a long way. So Wolf is here to help pave the way with more peace. We already got war in our own streets, from here to the Middle East and abroad, but I'm down for the cause I've been had. My call of humanity is gonna take the man in me to conquer this insanity. Tupac, rest in peace, rep the belly of the beast with a Detroit state of mind. Elzai, and I ain't shy, cause I got love to spread. If love is my butter, then earth is my bread. Let's eat in peace like kings and queens. We feast and sing. Can't we all just get along? R.I.P. Rodney King, Doc, Martin Luther. I'm still pushing your dream, cause we are what? One, 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 one. Oh, what? One, one. Oh, what? One, one. Oh, what? Oh, what? Oh, what? One. You and I, together. Yes, intertwined with my beautiful lady. Together. Yeah, we storm the weather. Uh-huh. We are one. We are one. We are one. Yo, yo, I guess I won't see the peace that I need until I reach the streets of the G-O-D. Until then, I'm going in swimming, P-O-F. Yep, I'm the guy, swim by to say hi and then left. Water bubbles, the world is in trouble. Bartender, give him a double glass of integrity mixed with a shot of humanity. The ultimate boiler maker, ultimately for the sake of mankind. We need to intertwine racial shine. Elevate our minds like we didn't hit the finest lines of kush. Lungs push, blow to the world, reach to a man. Woman, touch a boy, touch a girl, but with no sand dust. Trust me, you don't want the state peeing big up to Penn State. Don't let one man's hate steal your school's fate. I think that school's great. So go, kids, educate, graduate, demonstrate that we are what? One, 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 one. Throw the ones up. Ones up on the Bonobo Bill, Dr. Block Show. Yes, together. Uh-huh. Everybody in the building is sexy tonight. Bonobo Bill is all about being sexy. Because we are one, intertwined. No matter what your lifestyle is, in here, it's all one way, baby. Bonobo Bill, you call the Wolf. Shout out to y'all. God bless. Good night.
God bless you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ecor.
You're welcome. Thank you.
I'll ride with you to Vegas next time.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, baby. Yeah, baby. All right. So I guess we've shouted everybody out. And where do we find Miss Shannon Coronado?
You can find me here at the Dr. Here Susan Block Show.
All right. Yeah. That's what I like to hear.
Behind the bar, I'm ready to serve.
Yes.
Yes, you
she's
are.
Also, yeah, she's also an extraordinary selfie artist. Amazing.
Also. Yeah, among her many stuff. Talents.
Yeah. She's amazing, yes. Period.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. And so, Max, we're about to go?
We're about to go. I want to tell you that life is all about revolution and evolution.
Mm. Yes.
And that when we get up in the morning, we cannot allow certain people to take over our Supreme Court. These are serious motherfuckers with a lot of money, and they're after your health, your wealth, and anything they have that they can squeeze out of you. And they need to be defeated, and they need to be defeated. Big time.
Believe it.
Or we have lost 50, 60, 70 years of work to get our rights under the Constitution of this country.
Amen and amen. Women.
Hallelujah.
And dump all that Trump, be for whatever nothing. We do, you know. Right.
Yeah.
It's about the Supreme Court justices. Yeah. That's what we need to focus on.
That's the real
focus here.
So and if you think we're just showing tits,
spoken by a veteran.
If you think you're just showing tits and ass, nah, we're a secret cell.
Believe it.
And we're about revolution and evolution. And things have to change.
We're just doing this, we're just doing it in a sexy way.
Yeah.
Well, because you've got to do it in a sexy way. Because you know what? The only thing stronger than our lust for violence is our lust for each other. Pleasure.
For life. Women.
For love.
Yeah.
You know, for sex. And the bonobos show us that that is the strongest.
Possible.
And that the sharing of sex and love and food
resources
is what it's all about. That's what keeps the peace, and that's what gives you power. And yes, female empowerment, brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah.
So, that's make like bonobos on the eve of 9/11 and beyond, brothers and sisters. Let's not let our trauma, our PTSD from having Dick 1 and Dick 2 castrated before our eyes in a fiery furnace, let us not make us into terrorists ourselves. Yeah. Let's be bigger than that. Let's rise above and practice peace through pleasure. So make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you.
That part.
I love you.
Mm. I love you.
That part right there.
Yeah.
That part right there.
Okay, party time. Well, no. Actually, picture time.
Picture time.
You need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.